Efforts are underway to put dozens of wind turbines in Lake Ontario. The wind power industry would like more projects. John Dunlop is with the American Wind Energy Association. He says land-based wind turbines are important, but often help trigger local disputes over the need for new overhead transmission lines. Dunlop says lake-based wind turbines may avoid starting transmission line battles.
We enjoy living next to water, so consequently our population centers tend to be close to the water, which means that a lake-based installation may be no more than 10 or 20 miles away from that load center. Now, to get that energy, that electricity from that wind project back to the city, you do need to have underwater cabling, but that's a fairly common technology, so that's not a huge impediment or a huge cost.
Several environmental groups are interested in having wind turbines in the Great Lakes. Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board says there are already many coal and nuclear plants near the water.
Both of those have huge environmental and economic costs associated with them. So we're supportive of the development of wind, not only on land in Wisconsin, but we really think the time is now to start looking at developing wind resources on Lake Michigan.
Higley acknowledges some people may not like the look of wind turbines if they're installed within view of the shoreline. Other supporters concede there also needs to be more study of wind speeds over the lakes and a cheaper way of fixing turbines that break down in waters dozens of feet deep. The uncertainties have some Wisconsin power companies rooted, for now, in inland turbines. Kim Zulke of Alliant Energy says his firm prefers the windy and politically friendly confines of Iowa.
You couple the acceptance, the economic growth, the excellent wind regime, existing transmission, all of those things together make it a logical place for us to go.
Still, Zulke says wind turbines in the Great Lakes may happen if engineers can perfect a big enough turbine that provides a solid economic return. But even a demonstration turbine in Lakes Michigan or Superior may be several years away. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.